ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 3, The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan, Text 28. Annam choru rasam tebhyo datva bhagavat arpanam गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवद् अर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे भूमौ। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो दत्वा भगवदर्पणम् गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। अन्नं चोरु रसं तेभ्यो गो विप्रार्था सवासुरा प्राणे मूर्भुवि मूर्धभिः। Synonyms: annam, foodstuff; cha, also; rasam, highly Uru rasam, sorry. Highly delicious. Tebhya, unto the Brahmanas. Datva, after supplying. Bhagavad arpanam, which was first offered to the personality of Godhead. Go, cows. Vipra, brahmanas. Artha, purpose. Asvaha, purpose of living. Suraha, all the valiant kshatriyas. Pranemuhu, offered obeisances. Bhuvi, touching the ground. Murdhabihi, with their heads. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhayacharya Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, they offered the Brahmanas highly delicious foodstuffs, first offered to the personality of Godhead, and offered their respectful obeisances by touching their heads to the ground. They lived perfectly by protecting the cows and the Brahmanas. Purport. The behavior exhibited by the descendants of Yadu in the pilgrimage site of Prabhas was highly cultured and exactly to the point of human perfection. The perfection of human life is attained by following three principles of civilization: protecting the cows, maintaining the Brahmanical culture, and above all, becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. Without becoming a devotee of the Lord, one cannot perfect one's human life. The perfection of human life is to be elevated to the spiritual world, where there is no birth, no death, no disease, and no old age. That is the highest perfectional aim of human life. Without this aim, any amount of material advancement in so-called comforts can only bring the defeat of the human form of life. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas do not accept any foodstuff which is not first offered to the personality of Godhead. Foodstuff offered to the Lord is accepted by the devotees as the mercy of the Lord. After all, the Lord supplies all kinds of foodstuff, both to the human being and to other animals. A human being must be conscious of the fact that all foodstuffs, namely grains, vegetables, milk, water, etc., the prime necessities of life, are supplied for mankind by the Lord. And such foodstuffs cannot be manufactured by any scientist or materialist in a laboratory or factory established by human effort. The intelligent of class of men are called Brahmanas, and those who have realized the absolute truth in his supreme personal feature are called Vaishnavas. But both of them accept foodstuffs which are the remnants of sacrifice. Sacrifice is ultimately meant to satisfy the Yajna Purush, Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita 3.13, it is said that one who accepts foodstuffs as the remnants of sacrifice is freed from all sinful reactions. And one who cooks foodstuffs for maintenance of his body takes in all kinds of sins, which lead only to suffering. The foodstuffs prepared by the Yadus at the Prabhas pilgrimage site to offered to the bona fide Brahmanas there were all offered to the personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The Yadus offered their sincere obeisances by touching their heads to the ground. The Yadus or any enlightened family in Vedic culture are trained for attainment of human perfection by total cooperation of service between the different divisions of social orders. The word Uru Rasam is also significant here. Hundreds of delicacies can be prepared simply by the combination of grains, vegetables, and milk. All such preparations are in the mode of goodness and therefore may be offered to the personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, the Lord accepts only foodstuffs which are within the range of fruits, flowers, leaves, and liquids, provided they are offered in complete devotional service. Devotional service is the only criterion for a bona fide offering to the Lord. The Lord assures that He positively eats such foodstuffs offered by the devotees. So judging from all sides, the Yadus were perfectly trained civilized persons, and their being cursed by the Brahmana sages was only by the desire of the Lord. The whole incident was a warning to all concerned that no one should behave lightly with Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So we continue our discussion of the pastime that happened at Prabhas Kshetra, how the Yadus departed from this world. This is the last verse in this chapter, which is just giving understanding of what's how do perfect human beings behave, how do they act, how do they live their lives, and who can be a better example of showing such qualities than the Yadus, where Lord Krishna himself, he was part of this family. So there are like few points actually that Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, and we'll try to cover some of those because there are a number of them. So one of the point to understand is that this culture of Vaishnavism is very advanced culture, and it's a perfect way of living for any human being to advance spiritually and attain perfection of life. So here the Yadus, they are showing how they rendered various services to the Brahmanas and offered foodstuffs and offered their respects. But the important point to understand here is that they are setting an example for everyone else to follow, because they are already perfect beings. You can imagine they were living with Lord Krishna himself. It's not an ordinary feat to achieve. So, and we heard from so many previous discussions that how many of them, they are actually his eternal associates. As reading some of the verses, previous verses, and in one of them it says actually, the eternal associates, they didn't even go to Prabhas Kshetra, many of them. They stayed back in Dwarka. But there were some who did go also. So, it's like in the last line of this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, so judging from all sides, the Yadus were perfectly trained civilized persons. And their being cursed by the Brahmana sages was only by the desire of the Lord. So we can understand this is not like something that happens every day incident. It's like an extraordinary event. And no wonder it is mentioned here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because you can see there all the transcendental activities of the Lord, they are mentioned here. And the title itself, it makes sense. The Lord's pastimes out of Vrindavan. So these are Dwarka pastimes, which Uddhava is describing to Vidura, answering his questions, his inquiries. And so we also, following the Vaishnava culture, living in the society, and it's important to understand these things, and we can learn from all these behavior of these great personalities. You know, ordinarily common men follow great persons. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what's that verse? Yad yad acharati shreshtas. Everyone follows great personalities. So, who can be greater than the Vaishnavas? And interestingly enough, Srila Prabhupada, he makes a clear distinction in the purport. He says, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. So, let me see the exact line. The intelligent class of men are called Brahmanas. That's the intelligent class. And then he says, those who have realized the absolute truth in his supreme personal feature are called Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas are even higher than just being an ordinary Brahmana. Why I say that? We can remember this wonderful pastime of the wives of the Brahmanas. So there were these yagic Brahmanas, they were performing sacrifices, and Krishna and Balaram with his cowherd boyfriends, they were in the forest having their daily activities, pastimes, and you know, they decided it's time to have some delicious meal, since it's mentioned here. What's the word? It's amazing how Srimad Bhagavatam has these words which are so potent with meanings. Rasam, uru rasam, highly delicious. I mean, who wouldn't mind taking a highly delicious meal? So, this pastime, wonderful pastime, it shows this very clearly. The difference of being a Brahmana, just performing their prescribed duties, performing sacrifices, and being a Vaishnava. So these wives of the Brahmanas, they were devotees. Now the Brahmanas, they were performing these sacrifices, and the cowherd boys, Krishna asked, "Hey, you should go and ask these people, the brahmanas, for some food, because once you know they, you can see the cowherd boys. They seem like ordinary young boys who may not have much knowledge, but they knew when to ask the brahmanas, when the offering is done, and when the prasadam is there that can be taken." So they approached them and they asked them. And actually, if I remember correctly, Krishna told them that don't take my name, because they won't give you if you say my name. Say Balaram is here. If you say his name, then you know there is a better chance they will give. Yeah, that's what he told them. And it's there in the Krishna book, in the pastime. And also he told them, so the first time they went and the brahmanas, they refused to give. They said, "Oh, you're young boys, wait, let us finish our activities and then we'll give you something." So they kind of ignored them. And so the boys, they went back and they told what happened. So what did Krishna tell them? He said, "It's okay, don't mind, because that's how charity works. When you beg, sometimes people give, and sometimes they don't give. So don't mind." But then he gave them another idea. He said, "Now go to the wives of the brahmanas." And he even mentioned, actually, "They are my devotees." But he told them that just ask for food. Don't mention that we are here. Now, I was hearing this one talk on this topic by my guru, and it's amazing how he mentioned it. He said that when the boys went there, they, you know, asked them, they told them the situation, and they asked them for the food. But then he said it like this, that the cowherd boys, they decided to drop the bomb. And they said, "Krishna and Balaram is very nearby, and they are hungry." So it's mentioned, you can see how the devotees who are completely in love with the Lord, how they behave, how they react to things in relation to the Lord. So the wives of the brahmanas, they totally lost themselves hearing this. And they had starting these like ecstatic symptoms. But then they just didn't want to experience those ecstatic symptoms. They were like, "Hell with these symptoms. We need to do our service. We need to serve Lord Krishna and Balaram, because they are hungry." So they got over their feelings of ecstatic feelings, and they tried to arrange the food so they can. And they actually, I don't know, maybe if someone remembers this pastime, did they personally took the prasadam, the food, or did they give it to the cowherd boys? Does anyone remember reading this pastime? Did the wives of the brahmanas, did they personally took the prasadam, or did they give it to the cowherd boys? Okay, I can't remember either, but I think it's mentioned there. I read this pastime quite some time ago, but it's nice to refresh it while we are. It's very relevant to this verse. So, the point to understand is that they even overcame their feelings of ecstasy, and they considered offering service as more important. So, another interesting point that was mentioned in the purport was about total cooperation of service between different social orders. So that's very important to have a perfect society in a proper functioning way. Let me read the exact line here. Yeah. The Yadus or any enlightened family in Vedic culture are trained for attainment of human perfection How? By total cooperation of service between the different divisions of social orders. So in the Bhagavatam, there is another discussion between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. And there, Narada Muni, he actually gives all these details how a perfect society is seen, how one can be part of perfect society, how do people in perfect society live, behave. And it's actually mentioned in the 7th canto, chapter 11, 12. In the 11th chapter, it talks about the four varnas, the different social orders. And then in chapter 12, it talks about the four spiritual orders, different ashramas. So varna and ashrama, that's the system of organized, civilized society. And this is what we are hearing, the culture of offering respect to the brahmanas, offering service to them. But then we have to also understand there are higher ways of living. And that's where Srila Prabhupada mentions about the Vaishnavas. So even from this pastime, we can understand, like the brahmanas, who were they offering the sacrifice to? They were offering sacrifice to Vishnu. But they couldn't understand that the person you are offering the sacrifice, he's right there. And he has sent his friends to get some food. But because their consciousness is not so advanced, their love, their understanding of the Lord is not fully developed, and they couldn't understand what's the best way to act in this situation. But contrary to that, we can see their wives. Because they were advanced conscious Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, they could understand this situation. And they straight away made arrangements to serve the Lord. So that's the difference we can see. And they pleased the Lord so much that even these, one may think, oh, these are just like ordinary ladies, you know, what do they know? But we can see even Srila Prabhupada said this about his disciples, that don't see them just as any other ordinary lady outside. They are devotees. And that's the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. That's how we have to see the devotees. So the brahmanas themselves, they could understand how our wives are so much more advanced than what we think we are. So they realize that. And they could realize this, of course, because they were in their association. You see, getting the association of pure devotees, it can transform. These are brahmanas, can transform any class of men. We remember recently we had Lord Nityananda's appearance festival and so many amazing pastimes. Like Lord Chaitanya actually glorified Lord Nityananda. He said, "O Shripad, you can do what even I cannot do. So therefore, please go to Bengal and preach Krishna consciousness. Teach these people the chanting of the holy names of the Lord." And why did he say that? He said that because Lord Nityananda, he would go to every person, no matter like they are first class or they are last class or 10th class, whatever category, he never discriminated. But Lord Chaitanya, personally, he was only teaching people who are very intellectual, who were like highly educated people. Like we can see Prakashananda Saraswati, the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He didn't go to any ordinary person and start teaching them. That's why he glorified Lord Nityananda, that this is, you can do what even I cannot do. Of course, Lord Nityananda responded back, whatever I am doing is happening by your desire, by your power. He actually mentioned that I am the body and you are the consciousness. You are the force. So the body cannot act on its own. There has to be consciousness in the body to act. So we can see, even in dealings of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, all his associates, these deeper moods of devotion, of bhakti. I'll just mention this one more point about, there was this wonderful discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai about all this perfect society, varnashrama dharma, social orders, varnas, ashramas. And there were few points that ultimately the whole discussion was to establish the glories of devotional service. So when Ramananda Rai mentioned about varnashrama dharma, this is what he said. It's a famous verse actually. Varnashrama charavata purushena para puman vishnur aradyate pantha nanyata toshakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four varnas and ashramas. So this is like how Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. The brahmanas, they are like the intelligent class. But then there is a higher class, the Vaishnavas, who are spiritually advanced. And so this one is addressing the social order, varnas and ashramas, the brahmanas, the intelligent class. But then Lord Chaitanya, he takes the discussion to further higher levels. And it's amazing like how the more Ramananda Rai says, okay, after this, this one is better. And Lord Chaitanya was like, yeah, this is fine. Tell me something more. So it's amazing. You can see the how they are relishing these discussions. So that's what we are meant to be doing also. We should be getting some taste by the rasa of hearing and speaking and conversing about all these. That's how we can see, are we progressing in our practice? That's a very easy way to see, actually. One can see for oneself. You know, how's my taste? Am I like sleeping in the class, or I'm, you know, enjoying, appreciating, feeling grateful? I have this amazing opportunity to hear these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Am I feeling satisfied by hearing them? Yes. So these are the ways we can see for ourselves what's going on with us. And but the beautiful thing is, just by like hearing about these pastimes and reading them, you know, hearing becomes like, this is my experience. Maybe some of you have different experiences. But personally, like when I read and hear that pastime, you know, I read this pastime, the brahmanas' wives, like, I don't even remember like how long ago, been quite some time. And just like reading this verse, it just became so refreshed in my memory, and I was like, wow. So when we hear like that, it just like refreshes our mind, and all the dirt that's sitting there, here and there, it just like vanishes. So the point is that we also should make time to read these pastimes. And then when we hear them, just like we chant and then we go to the kirtan. Like if I'm not chanting my japa properly, I may go to the kirtan, but I wouldn't get that, you know, higher experience that I will get if I chant very nicely, attentively, and then I go to the kirtan. It becomes such an amazing experience. It's like how Agnidev Prabhu is here now. So we can here he's like sweet kirtans. It's so amazing. I saw him in Australia when I was there, and it was like a dream come true hearing his kirtans, especially when he sings this song, Yashomati Nandana. It's so amazing hearing him. So, you know, we don't have to, many times we can get caught up with all the high advanced stuff, but we should also see our situation in reality, in our present situation. And we should also try to understand and appreciate what we have around us. We shouldn't think, oh, I don't have like Lord Krishna around me, so I cannot experience this. No, that's what the Bhagavatam is teaching. And we should be experiencing that in the association we are with the devotees. We are. And by actually, it's a practice. When we practice this, we will able to develop much more deeper appreciation for these pastimes. And we can actually cultivate this culture. There's this cultivation of Krishna consciousness. In Nectar of Instruction, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions, it's cultivation. So we have to cultivate this mood, this consciousness. How to keep this mood? That's what Krishna consciousness is. And when we do that, we will experience all these. We will develop so much appreciation for all these pastimes. And we'll see, just coming back to this, and we can develop this deeper understanding on these points. Especially, I would highly recommend reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, because you see, even Lord Chaitanya, he personally quotes so many of the shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita is Srimad Bhagavatam, but it becomes much more tasteful, because who's speaking? Krishna, who comes in the mood of Radharani, and he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Imagine when we hear Bhagavatam from lips of Sukadev Goswami, how sweet it becomes. So you can, I mean, I can't even imagine how much more sweeter it becomes when Lord Chaitanya, in mood of Radharani, he is speaking Bhagavatam, and who he is speaking to, his closest eternal associates, all the Goswamis, and here like Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar. So we should understand what's going on, and we should try cultivate this mood. At least we can start with appreciation, and then if we just start with appreciation, we can see how we can get to higher levels. So I will stop here. It's already time. But thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.